Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Joe. May I please have your email address?
Yes. Hi, Joe. My email address is Roberson, R-O-B as in boy, E-R-S-O-N, .Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, at gmail.com.
All right, give me one moment, ma'am.
Sure.
All right, verify the name and the address for me, ma'am.
Sorry, could you say that one more time?
I said verify the name and the address for me.
I'm going to hope I get this right. Someone gave me this as a gift. Name should be Allison Roberson, and the address should be 147 North Central Avenue in Campbell, California.
Yes, all right, thank you for that.
Perfect.
All right, give me one moment. All right, this is like an active gold membership that will be expiring on January the 27th, 2022. How can I help you, ma'am?
It is coming up for you. So I'm having this, I go to log in, and it tells me that my email and password aren't valid. And then when I click lost password, it tells me that there's no account attached to my email address.
All right, ma'am, give me one moment. Yeah, let's see. Let me see what's going on here. Now, have you ever, were you ever able to log in, ma'am?
So here's the story behind this. My mother-in-law got this for me. I think my mother-in-law logged into the account on her side. I don't know if she went all the way in, but when I have tried to log in, I can't get in. I think she's called a few times to get the password reset, and I'm still having the same experience. So I'm not sure if she did something or what. I think she logged in once.
Yeah, it looks like... You're not. Let me see if I can change this to be. You can log into your account, but I don't know if you'll be able to ever log in with your email address. I do apologize.
If just putting a new email address in is helpful, I have multiple email addresses. I'm happy to give a different one if that's a way to work around this.
Well, it's that wouldn't be the problem. It's just I don't know if you would be able to I can get you into the account, but I'm just trying to get it to where you could log in with your email address, and I don't think that may not be possible. But let me see. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Is. This is definitely weird. Let me see here.
That's what I said too.
Yeah, I mean, I can get you into the account. That's not a problem. I'm trying to find a way to get you to your account using your email address, and I don't know if that's going to be possible or not. Hold on, let's see. Yeah, see, I can get you into the account, ma'am, but I'm just not going to be able to get you in the account using your email address. But are you able to go on Crafty website?
Yeah, I can go on Crafty.
Yeah, go to the website. I don't know what happened when this got signed up. I just don't know what happened. I'm just going to be honest with you.
I'm with you, and I'm sure there is a good amount of user error on this. So I appreciate your help today.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to sign up using your user's name and not an email address.
But,
Go to crafty.com for me.
Sure, I'm here.
Okay. Now, are you on the page where it's asking for an email address?
Yeah, I clicked on login. It says email address.
Okay. Well, instead of the email address, this is what you're going to have to put in to get in. R as in Robert, W-I-N-G, E-N, and then field, F-I-E-L-D. And for your password, you got to put in, use this password, A, all lowercase, A as in apple, B as in boy, C as in Charles, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And that'll get you in. And it should say, hello, Allison. Well, it may say, hello, customer service, but...
Yep.
Your name,
you know,
Allison, is on.
I'm in here.
Yeah, you're in, but I don't know if you, because I mean, if you log in, then you're definitely going to have to log in like that every time. And I really don't know if you want to do that or not. But
it's
now
fine.
What we can do.
I'll just have my computer save it. And then.
Because, see, I can't even. Let me try something else. Hold on.
Okay.
Because what I was trying to do, I wanted to change your user's name, but for some reason it doesn't allow us to do that. That's why when you do this for the first time, that user's name, you have to be very careful because we don't have no way of going back in and changing it. But let me try something else.
Sure.
Let me see what do it have on here for your email address. And see, that's what I'm saying. Even wait, let me try something. I do see, hold on, wait, let me try something. Okay, let me log. Can you log out for me, please?
Sure.
Okay, just log out for me. And let
All
me
right.
see. Let me if I can. I don't think I messed nothing up. Alright. Okay, your first name is Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N. And your last name is Robertson.
Yep, Robertson.
B-E-R-S-O-N. Okay, let me do that. Let's see here. Let's pray that this works. So for your nickname, you want to put Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, and then for your display name, I'm just gonna put Allison all together, just one word. Okay, then now I'm going to see if I can save this. Your email is robertson.allison@gmail.com.
Yep.
So I have it right there. Then I have it right here. Now, this is your email address and not your mother-in-law's. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. So let's see here. All right. I may have done it. So let's see.
All right.
Hold on. So let me log out. And then let me see if I can log back in. All right. So let's do this. Okay. And then let me try to log in with your email instead of all that stuff I gave you a few moments ago.
Okay.
All right, so let's see. Will it let me log in? Well, it did. It let me log in, but it still has that name there. Let me go to switch to. Okay, what is this about? All right, so let me, okay, so let me log out of there. So let me try this again. Hold on one moment. All right, so I hope this works. So let me go to craftsy.com. again. And let me try and log in using your email address. I hope this works, because if it don't, then what we may have to do is just cancel the membership and then refund you and may have to get started again. So you said your mother-in-law set up the account?
Yeah, she got it for me as a gift. But she knows, I've told her I can't get in. And so if we have to go the route of like canceling and signing up again, that'll be fine. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, that's probably what we have to do, but I wanted to prevent that. Let's see. I mean, this is just, so let me try back with this again. Because now it let me get in using ABCD123. I do apologize, Allison, but it would not allow me to, it won't allow me to change it. Let me try something else. Hold on. So let me do that. And then let me go to login. Okay, so let me go there. But then I don't understand, because when I do that, let's see, then go to that. Okay, so let me do that. Okay, everything here shows your name. It says switch to, Allison. And then it says switch back to customer service. I don't even understand what that means. I don't even know what that even talking about. Okay. Well, Allison, I'm sorry. I won't be able to let you sign in with your email address. Now, you can sign in with that information I gave you, or we can just cancel it and get started over again.
I think let's cancel. When I logged in with that and I went to the profile, there was a bunch of stuff in there that it doesn't line up with anything I've seen before. So I think the best thing to do would be let's cancel, and then I'll connect with my family and we'll get started again here.
Okay, so give me one moment. Yeah, because I don't even know why. Yeah, I mean, I've never seen this before. I mean, really, I haven't.
Yeah.
If you have to change this, we'll send you a new email address. The new email address will become active until. Okay, it said that if you want to change it, they can send you an email. Okay. Update profile. See, have you received an email from Craftsy Customer Support, trying to see if you want to update your email address?
No, nothing to update my email address. I've got some confirmation emails, but nothing to change my email address.
All right, let's see. Okay, so let me log out of that. Try this one more time and see if it's going to happen. If not, then we'll just get it canceled, give you the refund, and then you can just start back over.
Great.
And I would advise you to use another. Okay, well, I think it just let me got in. So let's see.
Right.
Hold on. So let me see, though. I want to make sure. But now all this, okay, what is your mother-in-law's name?
Kay White, K-A-Y-E.
No, it's not even, not anywhere near that. Hold on, let me try something else. Okay, now go back to Craftsy for me.
Okay.
And I want you to sign in using your email address, which is the robertson.allison@gmail.com. And then I want you to use that same password that I gave you, ABC123.
Okay.
It's gonna let you get in, but when you go to profile, I don't know who this person is. That's why I asked. Go to profile for a moment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is what I saw. This looks so random.
I don't know who this is. They got their email address, and I'm not too sure if, because this is not you, is it?
No.
Okay,
none of that looks familiar to me.
Okay, even the card on file. Do you know if that's your mother-in-law's last four digits and all that information?
I wouldn't know that, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, I guess not. But, I mean, you're in using your email address. But, again, I don't know who all this other information belongs to.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, now, like I said, we can cancel this and get you started over again. Have you bought any classes yet, or you hadn't done that yet?
No, I haven't bought anything. I think it makes me feel better to cancel this. I just don't know what information this is.
Okay.
And don't want to compromise sense. Yeah.
It does. So what I do, I'm just going to put the request in for you to receive a refund. It'll be $14 because first they paid $5, and then they paid $5, and then they paid the additional $9. So let me do that. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
And when you sign back up, just use a different email address. So I just won't even worry about using the Robertson.Allison anymore.
that makes sense.
Yeah, I just won't even worry about trying to use one.
Okay.
So let me just on here on the refund. Wait, so let me put right here. Yeah, I don't know why I was able to change it, but like I said, all that other information, you wasn't familiar with it, so.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. This one be for $5. So this particular refund is going to be for $5. And then once I cancel the account, then it's going to automatically give you the refund for the $9. So let me cancel the agreement. And then, so I'm going to choose which one that I want. Well, let me see. The one that I can cancel. Yeah. All right. So I've canceled the membership. So now it looks like a $9 credit. But you know, I could have seen if there was the last four digits. And you know what? That was the last four digits of her credit card. It was the last four digits. Because I'm looking right at it now. There was the last four digits. And there was also the expiration date as well. But I guess it's too late now, though, because I've canceled the account.
It's better to do it this way. Yeah. No worry. I appreciate you for catching that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I've got
not
it.
Not on you at all.
Yeah. But I've got it canceled for you now. Your mother-in-law is going to, she's the one that's going to get the $14 refund back, because I'm guessing that's her card. And once she realized that she has that $14 credit, you can give us a call back. And just kind of explain the situation of what went on. Let them know that you paid the promotional offer of $5 and then you upgraded for the $9. And we'll be more than happy to get you going again. Or you can always ask for me. My name is Joe. Now, I won't be here tomorrow or Friday because my birthday is today, actually. So I won't be here tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. So I won't be here tomorrow or Friday, but I will be here Monday. So if you don't wait until then, since I am familiar with the situation, I'd be more than happy to get it going for you. Now, I've canceled the account. So since I've canceled the account, you won't have access in the meanwhile, okay?
Okay.
Great. But now, this is something else, Allison, you can do. I didn't think about this. If you have another email address, I can go ahead on and we can get you signed up for the $249 promotion now. And then once you do that, then you can sign up for the gold membership since you're using a different email address anyway, because your mother-in-law will get the refund back on her card.
I guess, yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. So what I do, I just send you the link to what you could what you need to use to sign up with. All right, give me them.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm sorry to take up too much of your time.
No, you're fine. I really appreciate your help.
For registration, new member. All right, now, so now instead of $5, it'll be for $249, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's do this. Let's do that. All right, now, and what is your email address?
The new one I'll use is Hello Al, so HELLOAL at A13.us.
All right, so let me make sure I got this right. So it's HELLO, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, 13.us.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Let's see. Promo offer. So let's see here. And then I say. And that way you'll be able to get right back on now. All right.
Great.
So let me do that. And you can just let your mother-in-law know that she's going to get that refund back too whenever you speak with her. You can just let her know.
Sounds good.
Yeah, because like you said, we don't know who that other information belongs to. All right. So let's see here. Can I do that? Okay. All right. Now check your email, Allison, to see have you received that email that I just sent you. Copy. Make sure it's $249. Yep, and it is for $249.
Come on, email, load.
I'm going to put notes on this account while you're doing that. Now my computer want to get slow.
There we go. Okay.
Okay. Yep. So click on that link. Now, once you click on that link, it's going to take you directly to the checkout page.
Perfect.
And it should pop up for $2.49. Now, everywhere you see that little red star, that's what you need to fill out. Your first name, the last name, the country, your region, your street address, the city, town, state, zip code, your email address, which is the Hello Al, and then you're going to create a password, and then you're going to pay for it, and then you're going to complete the order.
Great. This is perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Great. Looks like I am in.
Okay. Great. So let me check on my end to make sure that it went through successfully, but I think it did if you said that you're already in. All right, so let me do that. Let me go to, where am I going? Oh, okay, go here. Then I go here. Then I go there. Yep, I see that you're in. Now your membership won't expire until February the 10th of 2022, 1 year from today, okay? Now, with the gold membership, now you can upgrade to the gold for $9, but first, I got to see about that gold membership because I don't know if, because the link that I had, it has expired. Let's see. Hold on. And it'll basically be the same thing. Let's see. Oh, let me go. Let me go look somewhere else. So this time, so now, do you want to upgrade to the gold?
I think this was probably fine. Okay. Yeah, I'm okay. I'll stay at premium.
Okay, so that'll be fine.
Can I just like check that I understand? So, what will my mother-in-law see now? Will she see a refund still, or?
Oh, yeah, she's still going to get her refund because okay. That account has been canceled. So she's going to get that refund of $14. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Great. And that $14 was for the gold account that she.
Well, actually, $5 was for the premium, and then the additional $9 was for the gold.
Got it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. All right. That makes sense. Thank you. I just want to make sure that I can tell her what to expect.
Yeah. But so now she may not get it at one time because I had to do it separate. So she may get $9 first and then she may get the $5 maybe a day or two later. But all in total, she will get $14 refund.
Perfect. All right. Great.
All right. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
I think that's it, Joe. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. You enjoy the rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.